Hi guys, it's Amber here again from Intricate Transcendence. It's episode 9, and we're going to talk about beauty. So earlier today, I talked about love and attachment, and that was a huge subject, and it was difficult to fit everything in. I wanted to associate beauty with both sides, because I do believe that, obviously, there's an excess and a deficiency in every good thing. And for me, beauty has been coming up in both ends. So I see beauty through God. Like, even if you just look at the landscape or the animals or nature and you just get speechless, like, that's the kind of beauty that I feel God defines it as. For me, it's just like lately I've been feeling like the world likes to twist the word beauty, and for me, it's really hard to sometimes understand when people are, you know, genuinely awed by beauty and, you know, sometimes just say it because you can, for that attachment reason. And this is kind of the reason I really like to do podcasts. You know, I've been getting such positive feedback and people hear me talk and they're like, you know, I could listen to you, like, you're doing so great, like, keep going, you know, and it motivates them. And for me, that speaks volumes, because it's difficult to reach out to people if, you know, you're on YouTube or you're on video. And for me, that's why this platform has been so great, because I feel validated through the beauty in my voice and my wisdom that God has given me. And instead of people just, you know, looking at me or assuming certain things, it feels great. You know, I've had multiple times where, you know, for example, the other day someone said, oh, like, how come you're not working out anymore? Just someone who hasn't seen me in a long time. And for me, that word appearance is, you know, it doesn't really matter. And I was in a place a long time ago where I felt like, you know, I needed to work out and I was addicted and I was attached to the gym, where I didn't feel healthier, I didn't feel good about my body and the way that it looked unless I went. And it really took me a while to understand that it doesn't matter. For me, beauty just speaks for itself. And to have, you know, a platform where people love to listen to me and they can just sit there and, you know, lay in their bed and close their eyes, or on their way to work, listen to stuff that I have to say, it means so much to me. So I just want to thank you guys for the love and support again. Honestly, it feels really good. I think for me, one of the biggest things is how society has, you know, made us interpret beauty. And it's difficult for me to, you know, when exploring new relationships or interactions, to talk to people about genuine compliments, I feel. You know, whether it's something I'm wearing or how I look or the way my hair is, or the makeup that I'm wearing. For me, it honestly sometimes feels like I just want to go home and go into sweats and lay in my bed and wash my face and just, you know, be me, raw, and you know, in the moment, because that's where I'm most comfortable. And I've done that, you know, in the past couple of days, where I felt, you know, people weren't seeing me enough for who I was, and I just wanted to be in my room and just be alone. And sometimes it feels good, you know. I don't dress up to look for validation or to look for other people's approval of my beauty. And God has just made me feel so blessed lately, you know, appreciating every little thing about me. So I just want to say, for you guys listening, if you've ever felt like, you know, you're not good enough, or you don't, you need to look a certain way to be in a certain environment. For example, for me in the gym, like, I felt, you know, days where I would struggle, or weeks that I would go without working out, it would be harder to go back, because, you know, the culture there's people who go every single day. And, you know, for me, it's like, wow, they, you know, they didn't see me here. They know that I'm not coming. And I just had all these anxious thoughts. And, you know, I really want you guys to take a step back and put yourself outside of the situation and say, you know what, maybe I wasn't at this gym, you know, maybe I didn't go, but wow, did I have a week where I self-reflected and I was busy and I was productive with work or, you know, whatever you guys love to do for yourself. So I just want, you know, people to feel more confident and encourage you to, I guess in this scenario, this example, if you're working out, don't feel bad for not going or for being busy, and make sure that you understand that being physically fit and being healthy doesn't mean that you need to look a certain way. I remember there was a situation where someone had said, you know, the word fat and defined what fat meant to them. And their reasoning was, you know, people, if I look this way or I wear baggy clothes, you know, I feel fat. And I was like, you know, I can't not say anything. I was like, you know, what does that mean to you? Like, you need to define that. And like, you know, like they don't see the hard work and dedication that I do, that I put in to be and look the certain way that I am. And honestly, it hurt my heart because you have no idea what other people are going through. You have no idea the struggles that they go through. You can't say that, you know, somebody else doesn't work as hard as you do or doesn't have as much dedication, if not more, just because they don't look the way that you do on the outside. People have mental illnesses, people have hormone issues, and addictions, and it's really hard to judge other people. So there was a quote that I had found, and it was, it came up from somebody actually, and I thought I should say it to you guys. It's, don't judge the offender, judge the offense. So as much as, you know, you want to blame the victim or blame other people for the things that they do or don't do, A, you're not the judge of anybody. It's not your place to say anything. And B, it's not the person, you know? Sometimes it's just the experience. We've all been through different things, and you can't say that until you actually know someone, you know? You can't say anything and ever, really. You can just be there for support and guidance and to talk to people about, you know, why they say things the way that they do, and put yourself in them shoes and actually, sorry, put yourself in their shoes and actually empathize with what they're going through and maybe provide help and support instead of, using logic that doesn't, you know, put the pieces together the way that they should be. So I just advise you guys to kind of, be empathetic. And, you know, the next time that you say something, try and question it. Try and say, you know, why do I actually say that? Because you never know, like, who's around you and who it could hurt. Because for me in that situation, when that had happened, and I had stuck up for people who struggle, it was funny because, like, this overwhelming feeling of energy, like the bath bomb again in my chest, just warming, and I just had to hold it, and I just started tearing up, and I had to excuse myself. I went into the bathroom, and I just started bawling. Like, I am super empathetic, and I feel energies from everybody around me, and when I understand things, it really hurts my soul to hear them. And when, like, lo and behold, when I was in the bathroom, a lady had come out, and, you know, she was over a little bit overweight, to some people, they would say, and she was like, you know, what's wrong, are you okay? And I said, honestly, no, like, I'm not okay, can I talk to you, can I tell you what just happened? And I just explained to her, you know, everything that went on that I told you guys, and I was like, listen, I just absorb energy for, like, a lot, and I'm glad that you listened to my story. I really, I don't think it's fair, you know, like, it really hurt me. And she was like, I understand. And she was super supportive, and so I felt so much better. And when we left the bathroom, she went to the table next to us where a guy was sitting by himself waiting for her. And, you know, it was great to feel and see, because you never know who's around you, who can hear you, who hear the words that you say. And I just caution you guys to be aware of your surroundings, and stick up for, you know, people who you may know or may not know, and just be aware that everybody has their own journey, and it's not our duty to judge them. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.